Brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. Recently, I wrote an apostolic exhortation to the whole Catholic Church regarding the role of the Christian family in the modern world. In that exhortation, I underlined the positive aspects of the family life today, which include a more lively awareness of personal freedom and greater attention to the quality of interpersonal relationships in marriage, greater attention to promoting the dignity of women, to responsible procreation, to the education of children, but at the same time, I could not fail to draw attention to the negative phenomena, a corruption of the idea and experience of freedom, with consequent self-centeredness in human relations, serious misconceptions regarding the relationship between parents and children, the growing number of divorces, the scourge of abortion, the spread of contraceptive and anti-life mentality. Besides these destructive forces, there are social and economic conditions which affect millions of human beings, undermining the strength and stability of marriage and family life. In addition, there is a cultural onslaught against the family by those who attack married life as irrelevant or outdated. All of this is a serious challenge to society and to the church. As I wrote then, history is not simply a fixed progression towards what is better, but rather an event of freedom and even a struggle between freedoms that are in mutual conflict. Married couples, I speak to you of the hopes and ideals that sustain the Christian vision of marriage and family life. You will find the strength to be faithful to your marriage vows in your love for God and your love for each other and for your children. Let this love be the rock that stands firm in the face of every storm and temptation. What better blessing could the Pope wish for your families than what St. Paul wished for the Christians of Colossae? Be close in sincere compassion, in kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Over all these clothes, put on love. Being a parent today brings worries and difficulties, as well as joys and satisfactions. Your children are your treasure. They love you very much, even if they sometimes find it hard to express that love. They look for independence and are reluctant to conform. Sometimes they wish to reject past traditions and even reject their faith. In the family, bridges are meant to be built, not broken. And new expressions of wisdom and truth can be fashioned from the meeting of experience and inquiry. Yours is a true and proper ministry in the church. Open the doors of your home and of your heart to all the generations of your family. We cannot overlook the fact that some marriages fail, but still it is our duty to proclaim the true plan of God for all married love and to insist on fidelity to that plan as we go towards the fullness of life in the kingdom of heaven. Let us not forget that God's love for his people, Christ's love for the church, is everlasting and can never be broken. And the covenant between a man and a woman joined in Christian marriage is as indissoluble and irrevocable as this love. This truth is a great consolation for the world, and because some marriages fail, there is an ever greater need for the church and all her members to proclaim it faithfully. Christ himself, the living source of grace and mercy, is close to all those whose marriage has known trial, pain, or anguish. Throughout the ages, countless married people have drawn from the paschal mystery of Christ's cross and resurrection the strength to bear Christian witness, at times very difficult, to the indissolubility of Christian marriage. And all the efforts of the Christian people to bear faithful witness to God's law, despite human weakness, have not been in vain. These efforts are the human response made through grace to a God who has first loved us and who has given himself for us. As I explained in my apostolic exhortation, Familiaris Consortio, the Church is vitally concerned for the pastoral care of the family in all difficult cases. We must reach out with love, the love of Christ, to those who know the pain of failure in marriage, to those who know the loneliness of bringing up a family in their own, to those whose family life is dominated by tragedy or by illness or mind or body. I pray all those who help people wounded by the breakdown of their marriage by showing them Christ's compassion and counseling them according to Christ's truth. To the public authorities and to all men and women of goodwill, I say, treasure your families. Protect their rights. Support the family by your laws and administration. Allow the voice of the family to be heard in the making of your policies. The future of your society, the future of humanity, passes by way of the family. My brothers and sisters in Christ, who are now about to renew the promises of your wedding day, may your words express once more the truth that is in your heart, and may they generate faithful love within your families. Make sure that your families are real communities of love. Allow that love to reach out to other people, near and far. Reach out especially to the lonely and burdened people of your neighborhood, to the poor and to all those on the margin of society. In this way, you will build up your society in peace, for peace requires trust, and trust is the child of love, and love comes to birth in the cradle of the family. Today and always, may God bless all of you and all the families of Britain. And how can we not recall those many families in Britain and in Argentina who bear the heavy weight of pain and sorrow because of the loss of their loved ones in the South Atlantic? As we ask God, as we ask God to comfort them in their afflictions, let us pray for peace, a just and lasting peace, so that other families may be spared the sufferings of war, so that other husbands, wives, and children may not have to surrender what is most sacred in the community of the family, love and life. Amen.